Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is October 16th, a Thursday, almost to the weekend. So glad you guys are here with us. All of you waking up early. This half hour is just for you. I'm so sorry I scared you this morning.
And did you notice that you scared me yesterday after the show?
After the show? Oh, at the bathroom?
Yes. You've been scaring me lately, spooky season.
I am like, I move silently. I'm very quiet when I move. And so yesterday, Steph was in the bathroom and then I was walking into the bathroom and I'm just like pushing open the door, very quiet. Our doors don't creak or anything. And she's opening it at the exact same time. So she pulls it open. I can feel it like leaving my hand as you're pulling it. And I'm standing right there and I was like, hi. And you're like, ah.
Did you notice that there was a guy going into the guy's restroom and the guys and the women's are right next to each other? And I'm thinking, like, the guy looked over and he's like, what's going on in the woman's restroom?
I could tell someone was standing behind me, but I didn't see who it was. Who was it?
I don't even know. I'm thinking it might be our new engineer.
Oh, okay. He's probably like, who are these crazy ladies?
what building did I get into in this crazy mess?
And then this morning I got here and I put my stuff in the office, did my usual, and I come into my studio and it's dark in here. The only way you can see is by using the glow of the lights on the equipment. Like,
yes.
I don't turn a single light on here all morning long. I like it dark. I just use my screens for light. And so I was in here and I noticed someone brought our pull-up banners back into our studio, which I was really happy about, but it was like set up all janky. So I'm like trying to rearrange stuff and then I hear my door open. And so I'm literally behind the door and you're about to walk in. I'm like, she's gonna freak the bleep out. So I'm like, what do I do? I go, good morning. And you're like, oh.
You know, it's so funny because I always try to see, because I know that you like your studio dark. And when I put like papers and stuff for the show into your studio, I always look into your glass to see if your bag is on your desk.
Yes.
And it wasn't. So I'm like, okay. It was like on the chair, so I couldn't see it inside. I walk in. Good morning. Okay, that's just Mercedes, because it's usually around the time that your about to come in anyway.
I am so sorry. Yeah, I was trying not to like jolt you so much. I was like a gradual soft good morning might do the trick. But
you sound like a vampire, by the way.
I kind of am like a vampire.
You're like, I move slowly. I like the dark. I'm like, okay, do
I'm hiding in the corners.
I do not like garlic. Okay, yeah, this is weird.
I know. Yeah, but it was I was just trying to move carefully this morning. We're almost to the weekend. I'm so excited. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm actually trying to think of how to go to the parade tomorrow for the Aces. I might end up going by myself. James has work. A lot of my friends are at work and they might go late, but I want to go there early and get a good spot. So I'm just trying to plan out that. And I'm excited for Saturday because it's one of my friend's wedding back in San Diego.
Oh, so you're going to be headed out of town?
Yes. On Saturday morning, we leave.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And then Friday, I still have time to go to the parade. So I'm trying to balance out. Okay, I got to figure out packing, got to drop off Momo at the sitter, and then I got to go to the parade.
Well,
so, yeah.
If you do go, I think my husband and my daughter are going to go to the parade. So if you need someone to hang out with, they should be there. I wanted to go, but I had something already that I had scheduled, so I'm not going to be able to make it. But yeah, if you're looking, I'm sure you'll make friends. I don't think you need them, but they are always there for you.
One of the listeners of our show, Jan, she messaged me asking if I was going. I'm like, I'm trying to go. I'm going to figure out. She goes, should I bring pink tambourines?
Oh, I saw it. Like, everybody's carrying those because Eva Asia using those in the post-game like press conferences and stuff. That's funny.
Yeah, I think the pink tambourines are going to be great. But other than that, I'm looking forward to the weekend. What's going on with you?
This weekend, I'm super excited. My husband, for our anniversary back in March, bought me tickets to go see Alanis on Saturday. Aww. So Alanis is like, that is my childhood. Like like my teen years, you know,
yeah.
I was obsessed. And so I am so excited to go see her this weekend. And other than that, just kind of chill, watch some football, nothing big. Last weekend, I worked all weekend. So I'm really looking forward to just kind of having a chill weekend.
Oh, that's nice. Just to have that relaxing moment.
Yes.
Like, deep breaths, just reset.
Yeah. Going back to the Aces, though, I'm so excited because today, on the show at 7:20, Dana Evans from the Las Vegas Aces is going to be calling into the show, talk about the championship, the parade, just her experience on the Aces. If you don't know her backstory, she played for the Chicago Sky. She was a free agent last year, comes to the Aces. You know how they had like that rough start to the season. She's getting a lot of criticism, and I really felt for her, and she just kept her head held high, and she is the fastest thing on that court.
I
love her so much. So we're so excited to talk to her this morning, Dana Evans, right around 7:20. So be listening for that. It's going to be a good show. A lot coming up. Let's do it. Let's start things off. Pre-show, you pick them time. It's Mercedes in the morning. When were you not prepared for the after? You know, on like before and after photos, you've got the before, you got the after, and usually the after is like, wow, what a difference. I was not prepared for the after on something yesterday. So I told you that I was going to get microneedling done.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. So microneedling, if you don't know, is basically they take like a bunch of needles, my esthetician, and it opens up your skin. There's these tiny holes, and then you can put like stuff in there to soak into the dermis, and it just makes your skin look revitalized. It helps stimulate collagen. It helps the surface of the skin. It was just, it just does so many great things. So in my head, I'm already like planning my post-glow era. I am like tight skin, collagen.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's going to look so good. I was almost feeling a little smug, like, man, I'm going to look so good after this. And so my esthetician, when I get there, she goes, do you have anywhere to be in the next couple of days? And I go, days? I was like,
that's a lot.
I was like, well, no, not really. And she's like, okay, good. And I should have, that should have been like a ding, but I didn't care. I was so excited. So fast forward through the procedure. Now they have to numb your face. It was a little spicy, I'll admit.
Okay.
And I've got a pretty high pain tolerance. It was a little spicy, but I was good. I sit up and I look in the mirror, and I have never seen someone's face so red in my life. I let out a little scream. It was kind of like a jump scare scream. Oh. I go, oh! And she started laughing. She's like, you're going to be red for a little while. I was like, oh my gosh. So I texted Matt a selfie and he writes back, are you okay? And I was like, I look like I fell asleep on the surface on the sun. Like,
oh my
God. I was so red.
No.
And so everyone, when I got home, Brooklyn's like, whoa, you're red. And I'm like, I know. So I'm like slathering in serum and stuff. But I just, you know, now it's part of the healing journey. I'm not allowed to wear makeup for the next couple of days.
Oh, no, like, kidding. I was going to ask you. Yeah, like, cover it up with makeup.
No, I can't wear makeup. And so I come in this morning and it's gone down significantly. But I still am a little toasty. If you look at me, you can't tell because it's so dark
in
here.
It's so dark. It looks like you were not. It's not like you don't wear makeup, but you also wear makeup. But you look the same.
Oh,
you
really?
Know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. Maybe it's already working.
Yes, girl, you're looking good.
But it got me thinking about like how many either beauty treatments or just things in life where you've got the before and then you've got the after, and the after is not what you expected. So is there something, maybe it was a beauty treatment no one warned you about, the one where you looked completely different after it happened, or maybe it was, you know, someone you went out with and it was like the before they were great, the after not so great. Like, what was your surprising before and after? 702-364-9400.
I remember a few years ago, I told you I got my wisdom teeth removed.
Yes.
And I thought I would be so cool. Not even just so cool. I would be saving a ton of money, but my tolerance to pain is pretty high as well. So I didn't do anesthesia during my wisdom teeth process.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. Are you kidding me?
I know. So you can see me. Actually, a friend of ours that worked at the dental office, she took a picture of me before on the dentist chair. I'm all smiling big. My thumb is up. Oh. I'm like, can't wait to get my wisdom teeth removed. Not even just after, but during the process without anesthesia was hell on earth. I did not expect it to be this painful. And I knew like going into it, like I was going to be saving a lot of money. But I think at the same time, if I were to do it all over again, I would have spent a lot of money and I would have done that anesthesia. Afterwards, James picked me up from the dentist. He, right when I got into the car, I was trying to be strong at the dentist's office. I just started crying in the car.
I don't blame you.
My cheeks are huge. I'm eating mashed potatoes for days. And you can see my cheeks. They were swollen. They were swollen for like a good 5-6 days.
You poor thing. Like that just, I can't imagine going through that without anesthesia. I'm sure people have done it many times. My daughter did it without anesthesia.
Yes.
And I just remember how she was traumatized. Honestly, I still think she carries that trauma. Like, she cannot go to the dentist without having a panic attack because of that.
I vividly remember them pulling out my teeth. Like, they're like shanking in the back with their tools. And I could see bits and pieces of my tooth. Like, I wanted to save one of my teeth. They said, sorry, girl, they're all cracked open. Like, they had to piece it up.
Oh my gosh. I am cringing. The after is way worse than the before. We're getting some texts. This one says, lip filler. No one prepared me for the day after swelling. I look like I lost a Jell-O wrestling match. I don't know what that means.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, October 16th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are really excited about today's show. A lot going on. We'll get to that in just a second. How you doing?
I'm good. Yesterday was a great day. I had a dermatology appointment. Hopefully my acne is on the lower end when I got my dosage up. But something that happened after my derm appointment, I could not with my dog yesterday. I love my dog. He's the cutest thing in the world. Momo the Shih Tzu. We went to the park the other day, or after my derm appointment, and the weather has been beautiful.
Yes.
The sun has been setting. I was like, let's go to the park. We go to the park, and Momo steps in candy. And it's sticky and it's nasty. And I had no idea at the time that the candy was stuck to his paw. So here he is. He stepped in candy and he's going around the park. And he's grabbing everything he can from the candy and stickiness, like sticks and dirt and grass. And I'm like, oh, when I get home, actually, before we even left the park, this guy rolls in the dirt. I'm like, Momo, get in the car. He's like, he's all happy after he does it too. I'm like, dude.
I feel like that's the version, that's the dog version of dry shampoo. Like, I feel like they feel oily and they're like, I need some dry shampoo. So they find dirt and then they just roll around in it to absorb some of the oils.
I think what he was doing, because he was had sticky paws, was he was trying to get it off
that
of him.
That could be it too, yes.
So I'm like, that's, it all makes sense now, because he never really rolls in dirt. So we get home. I'm over here with my little dog wife. I'm wiping off the dirt on the bottom half of his body, and then I go for his paws, and that's when I realize, what is this? And it is some nastiness, stickiness, messiness all over all four of his paws. And dog wipes weren't going to do the trick. It was time for a bath.
Oh, he got all nasty. You were just trying to take him a nice little park outing.
And get this, 3 days ago, he already took a bath. And I'm like, you got to take another bath, dude. And whenever I say bath, his body like shrivels up. His ears go down and he concedes and his belly goes up.
He doesn't like baths.
He doesn't like baths. He doesn't like water. I know. But man, he was a messy boy. And I don't know if you have any messy stories with your dogs when you had your dogs, or maybe with your girls when they were younger.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't think there's a parent out there that doesn't have a story of when their kid just was so disgustingly messy. Does anyone have one of those? I mean, I'm trying to think of which one to tell you, because there's so many. There's the one where we were driving home from Disneyland on the I-15. We just passed State Line and my daughter says, I don't feel good. And I just knew, you just knew that this was going to be an issue. And all of a sudden, she got sick everywhere.
No!
We're literally on the 15. Matt pulls over to the side of the 15. I'm out there undressing my child on the side of the freeway, stripping the car seat, trying to change her. It was a disaster. Or there's the other one where I didn't know it, but she had a diaper blowout in her car seat and I went to pick her up and I just won't even describe it. It's way too early. But I think every parent has had one of those where it's like, none of this is salvageable. Like, I don't want to ruin my washing machine by putting it in there.
Oh,
so it's right in the trash, you know?
Oh my gosh. I think about Momo and how he's a dog, of course, but when kids happen,
oh gosh,
this is birth control. You telling me your stories about your girls when they were younger?
No, don't listen to me then. Don't. I don't want it to be birth control for you, but it does happen. It's just part of life. I think everyone has had a moment like that, whether it's a pet or a person. It's just, people are messy, you know?
And James and I are so clean. So it's like, oh my God, imagine James. He's going to have the Roomba on 24/7.
Oh my
God. He's going to have Lysol wipes on deck on everything we do.
Maybe you should wait a little bit then. If you're not, you got to mentally prepare yourself for that. We have so much coming up on the show today. From the Las Vegas Aces, Dana Evans. She's going to be joining us at 7:20. Talk about their championship. This is her second WNBA championship. We're going to talk about that and just kind of the road that the Aces traveled to get there. Also, news about the parade this weekend. Tomorrow, we'll talk about that. Also, in just a couple of minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up for you. We're going to get you tickets to see Magic at the Westgate and passes to our exclusive Verizon Soundspace, where you can meet Magic, do a Q&A with them. It's going to be amazing. That is all coming up. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. Britney Spears is firing back at some explosive claims from her ex's new memoir, and she is not holding back. What she said that has everyone talking, that's coming up next in What's Trending. Britney Spears is trending this morning. She is done playing nice. She is calling out her ex, Kevin Federline, after some explosive allegations from his new memoir, You Thought You Knew. We talked about this yesterday. The book doesn't even drop until October 21st, but the headlines are already so messy in some of the excerpts. Kevin claims one of their sons once woke up to Britney standing in the doorway holding a knife, and that she drank wine during her pregnancy. There are some other allegations that she used cocaine while she was breastfeeding. Some real heavy stuff here.
Yeah.
Well, Britney hit back on X. She wrote that the constant gaslighting from her ex is hurtful and it's exhausting. She says she has spent years begging to be a part of her son's lives and has been made to feel demoralized in the whole process. She also made it clear what she thinks of the book. She says those white lies are going straight to the bank.
Yeah, I want to try and be neutral here. I really do. With Kevin Federline coming out with a book, I really do think, what is the purpose of the book? Is this going to hurt your relationship with your sons, or is it going to help? And I really try to think, like, is this for money, or is this for really, like, this is what my story is and this is what I want to share right now? I don't know. And I'm trying to get my brain behind this.
I feel like I really want to believe the best in people. I really do. And seeing some of the interviews with him, he seems genuinely worried about her. And he's like, I just want her to be here for our sons. I don't want something bad to happen. And I want to believe the best in people. But then you hear the stories like, yes, this is a money grab. This is him because he's not getting child support anymore. So it's like, it's so hard to know what's what. Brittany says she's barely seen the kids over the past 5 years. And she's kind of drawing a line in the sand right now. She's putting her foot down. She says enough is enough. And Kevin, on the other hand, says that their sons are 100% behind him telling this story.
Really?
Yeah. And he insists he just wants her to be healthy and be around for the boys. So where do you guys stand on this? Are you, it's hard to like take a side. We don't know all the facts for sure. And it's he said versus she said, but Britney's camp, they're calling the whole thing just a money grab right now.
Yeah.
And honestly, this thing is shaping up to be less of a memoir launch and more of a very public family battle, which makes me sad.
Yeah, it makes me sad, but it's also hard to turn a blind eye to the erratic behavior posts that she does on Instagram. So I'm like, interesting posts, I don't know. And then like sometimes her captions don't really match what she's posting. So I'm like, what's going on? Is there really something going behind the mental health with Britney too?
I think that's pretty obvious, right? Like she's just not the Britney that she was. I feel like you even see it in her eyes.
Yeah.
I look at videos of her from back in the day and just like, just so fresh faced and so happy. And like something happened, but the poor girl's been through so much trauma. It's like, you can't blame her for her changing.
And the conservatorship, that's a whole other thing.
It's a lot, but that is the latest and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for an early edition of Heads Up. We want to make you a winner. We've got two tickets to see Magic. They're going to be at the Westgate Las Vegas on October 24th. Not only will we get you tickets to that show, but you are going to get passes that money can't buy. Passes to our exclusive Verizon Soundspace with Magic. We're going to have them here, do a Q&A, a meet and greet. You will get to meet them. It's going to be a lot of fun. So caller 20 right now, you get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Janaea, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. Ooh, you ready to play some Heads Up? Let's do this.
I'm ready.
Okay, yes. Pick a category. Do you want to go with cha-ching or Old McDonald?
Ooh. Let's try cha-ching.
Okay, National Savings Day was on Sunday. I know nothing about that. We need you to tell us things that are associated with money, okay?
Okay.
Things associated with money. We just need six in 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
Visa, MasterCard, American
Express. Credit card.
Yes. This is where you would keep your money in your what?
A wallet.
Yes.
A purse.
This is, as a kid, you might put your coins in one of these.
And then, bank.
Yes. This is not coins, but
dollar.
A dollar what?
Bills.
Yes. This is what you might get every other Friday from your employer.
A paycheck.
Yes. This is when you buy something, they say, would you like your
change?
No, it's
receipt.
Yes, receipt is right.
Wow.
Janae, you had like no problem with that. That was amazing. Congratulations.
That was fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We will see you in our Verizon SoundSpace. We have some passes for you to. You know, you're local. When anything past a certain point feels like a full-on trip. Steph, you had a very interesting observation.
I did. And this happened to me yesterday. And maybe I'm just spoiled now that I live in Vegas because I used to live in San Diego. And the commute in San Diego was insane. But yesterday I had, I live in Silverado Ranch and I had an appointment in Summerlin. And it was during probably peak hours of traffic. I go onto my Google Maps to see how long it'll take to my appointment. 35 minutes.
Honestly, when you just said I live in Silverado Ranch and I had to drive to Summerlin, I was like, whoa.
Right?
Whoa, because Silverado Ranch is where my hairdresser is and I live in Summerlin. And when I have to go from there, I'm like, oh, man.
Put on a podcast.
I'm basically going to California.
Exactly how I feel. And I'm like, this would have never happened when I lived in San Diego. I used to commute when I lived with my husband in San Marcos, which is like the north county of San Diego. I would commute to Kearney Mesa every day for work, 45 minutes one way. And I was used to it. Moving here to Vegas, anything after 20 minutes, I'm like, grab the snacks. It's a road trip, baby, because we're going to Summerlin from Silverado Ranch.
When do you say to yourself, okay, I am truly a local? Like, you know you're a local when what seems too long of a commute or just something else that most people that live here would not understand. 702-364-9400. Like, I feel like you know you're a local if you can tell exactly like the perfect spot to park in during the middle of the summer, like
yes.
Under a tree, off to the side. Like that is a local's move. You know, you're a true local when you give directions based on the side streets, not like the main streets, you know?
I noticed when moving here a while ago, it was, you guys always, the locals would always say cross streets, like Tropicana and so-and-so, or Sahara and so-and-so. And I'm like, what are these cross streets? And that was fairly new to me. I didn't know something like that.
Yeah, or even when you nickname the streets, when you call it Trop instead of Tropicana,
yes,
stuff
exactly.
Like that.
D.I.
You know, yes. What is it for you? You know you became a local officially when what happened. 702-364-9400. I also feel like I became a local when I went deaf to the sounds of slot machines in the casinos, the grocery stores, wherever. Like, it's so interesting because I remember when I first moved here, they would seem so loud to me. Like when I walk into a casino, it just was so loud and I was just hearing bells and ding, 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 ding. And it was almost overwhelming for me. Now we go to the movies, we walk through the casino. I don't even hear it. Like, it's just nothing to me. I don't know when I made that transition.
Another thing when walking through casinos that I've just gotten used to is the smoke smell. I'm like, oh yeah, they're just walking through South Point. There's a little section for the smoking area.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Heather. Heather, when did you realize that you were a true local?
When I went out of town for the first time after being 21 and they said last call and I had no idea what that meant. I thought it was a drink special.
I'll take two of those. Give me a last call.
And then you realize like it's $5 a drink. You're like, I am not in Vegas anymore.
I love that. We're getting some texts here. It took me a minute to understand DI. It always triggered DUI.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to get a DUI on DI. Definitely.
Oh, DI also confused me for UTI. I'm like,
Wait, what? What is this UDI? Oh, it's a Desert Inn. Got it.
This one says, you know you're local when you leave Vegas and realize not everywhere is open 24/7 and that annoys you. So real. Yes, that is just like, why don't you stay open? We stay open. What's going on? This one says, you know you are a local if you absolutely dread going to strip that your out-of-town guests are dragging you to, for real. This one says, you're a local, this says, I'm an esthetician. I work in Henderson. I have clients that come to me from Centennial Hills.
What?
I don't know if I'd ever do that, so I appreciate them. Whoa!
That's like driving to Utah, baby. No!
You must be really good at your job for them to come all the way to you. This one says, yesterday I had to take my daughter to her game at Foothill. I work in the Providence Sky Canyon area, so our drive to Foothill, I felt like I was going to another state. Oh my gosh, I remember when my daughter had games at Foothill coming from Summerlin.
Oh my
God. I was like, we're going to Arizona. Like, basically, we're almost in Arizona.
You might as well. There's the Boulder. What is it? Boulder City?
And when you see the Boulder City exits, yes. You're like, oh boy, here we are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Well, the holidays, they are, supposed to be magical, but for a lot of people this year, the only thing coming down the chimney is financial stress. A new survey of Americans has found that more than half are actually dreading this season because of money. 70% say it's the most financially stressful time of the year, and nearly 6 in 10 say it just straight up sucks the joy out of the whole season. People are making sacrifices to keep the season afloat. Over half plan to cut back, and 76% are changing how they celebrate altogether just to save some money. That might mean fewer gifts or smaller gatherings or even skipping travel. It's not that people don't want the holiday spirit. They're just trying to survive the holiday math of all of it.
Oh my God, tell me about it. In December, I'm really looking forward to it, visiting James's parents in the Philippines. But it's tradition for when people visit the Philippines, especially from the States, to give gifts to family members that you barely know. And like last time we went was also during the holiday season. And one of like the suitcases was just filled with gifts. And this year, I just don't know how we're able to do that. And I think maybe we just... maybe we just don't see them.
You just show up and say like, oh, the suitcase was lost. Hopefully we'll find it.
I feel so bad.
No, I get it.
But yeah, it really is already the expense of going there. And then I worry about just the traveling in general.
You know, it's funny you say that. That's like a Filipino tradition of doing that, because my sister-in-law is Filipino. And I was told like I have to send money and gifts to them. And I do, and I've never met them before.
See what I mean?
It's so we don't have to do it very often. We did it once. There was like a tsunami there.
Yeah.
And they needed some help. So we sent money. And then my brother and his family were going. And they said, hey, can you please, you know, make a nice little package to send them? So I bought a bunch of like candies and makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And sent them. And I was like, I don't even know them. But yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, that's like the culture that I'm learning about when visiting.
Yeah. So, well, it looks like it's time for a trip to the dollar store.
Yes,
you can get some cool stuff there. Also this morning, just speaking of traveling, if your idea of a vacation is escaping the crowds and reading a book and just kind of like living your best life, 2026 might be your year, because according to a new report, travelers are ditching the usual big city hustle for quiet escapes for vacation. We're talking Big Sky, Montana. That tops next year's destination list. It is number one.
Montana is number one?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Big Sky, Montana. Okinawa, Japan came in second. And Sardinia, Italy rounded out the top three. People want authentic local experiences. And more than half say they love to go to a local sporting event like sumo wrestling in Japan or curling in Canada. They say that now it's all about like getting that kind of history and real true locals experience, reading, relaxing, quality time with people that you actually like. The big trend still going strong is set jetting. Have you heard of that?
We've
heard of
jetting.
Yeah, we've heard jet setting.
Yeah.
But set jetting, where people plan vacations based on something they saw in a show or a movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Like if you're all of a sudden like, I want to go to Thailand and stay at the White Lotus, that's set jetting, because you saw it on a TV show and now you want to go there.
Okay, I have a set jetting. There's a show that I'm watching. I've told you about My Life with the Walter Boys. It's like the Teen Move version of The Summer
Yes,
I Turned Pretty.
Of course.
So they're located in Colorado, but like a really like country barn town. And every time I see the show, it is gorgeous, like the mountain ranges and just like it's all country life. I would love to visit wherever that the scenes are filmed in My Life with the Walter Boys.
Do they ever say what city it is on the show? I'm really curious because I haven't watched it yet.
Let me see if I can find it, because I think of you whenever they say we're in Colorado.
Yeah, I would love to know what part of Colorado that is. Finally this morning, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they were in Milwaukee playing the Brewers for the National League pennant earlier this week, and two of the players had to switch hotels because the one that the Dodgers were staying in is haunted.
Oof.
It's the Pfister Hotel. It has a reputation as baseball's most haunted hotel. Over the years, several players have reported very mysterious things going on there. So Dodgers outfield, Teoscar Hernandez, he can't stay there. Not because he's afraid, but because his wife made the trip with him and she won't stay there.
Wow.
Yeah. And Mookie Betts won't stay there either. He says, you can tell me what happened after. I just don't want to find out myself. He has stayed there before and he said he didn't enjoy it because he couldn't sleep. Every noise, he said, I'd be like, is that something? Now, the next three games are in LA starting tonight with game three. Despite the haunted hotel, the Dodgers lead the series 2-0.
Oh my God. I can't imagine being in playoffs or the World Series and you're like, I'm up at night, not because of the game, because I'm scared of ghosts.
Yeah, put me in the Holiday Inn. I'm good with that. She is a two-time WNBA champion. A lot of people say she is the heartbeat of the Las Vegas Aces. A force on the court. So excited to have her with us, Dana Evans!
Woo! Yes. Hi, everybody.
Good morning. Congratulations. Congratulations. You must be riding on a high since you guys won the championship.
Absolutely. We've been having a ball, really just enjoying each other, doing pretty much everything we can, really.
You've won a championship before with the Chicago Sky in 2021. How was this championship with the Aces different?
I would say it's different for me because I feel this is year five for me, and I feel like I've really grown as a player and as an individual. And I feel like this year we went through so many different seasons in one season and was able to stay together and come out on top. That's what makes it so special.
This season was seriously crazy. Steph and I, we go to the games all the time, and we saw you guys at your lowest of lows and your highest of highs. But the thing that never changes, you guys just never gave up. And Asia said that you're like the heartbeat of this team. What does something like that mean to you?
I mean, it means everything. Just knowing that my teammates have so much confidence in me and expect so much from me is a blessing. I love being able to come in and change the tempo of a game and change the pace and just be a difference maker. That was pretty much my job all season.
The tension with the Mercury, though, was so real. Like, we saw you get into a couple of little scuffles with people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something, like, you hang on to for next season that you're like, oh, yeah, I remember when you pushed me, DeWanna Bonner?
You know what? Honestly, I don't hold grudges. It is what it is. We're in the finals. We're competing. We both want to win. So I don't take those type of things personal, you know? Like, after the game, after everything was over, me and DB hugged. I didn't get a chance to talk with AT, but we know that it's competitive, and we're just out there competing and having fun.
Okay, so I'll need the bleeper for this, but did you tell Alyssa Thomas, you ain't moving?
You ain't moving. That's exactly what I said.
I love that. I love watching you play. You are so fast, and you're just so smart when you play. And just having you on this team has been really a gift for this city. How do you like just being a part of this community?
I am so blessed to be a part of such a positive community. I feel like even during our lows, they were so positive and encouraging, and everybody saw the vision. And I'm so happy to be a part of it. I love even being on the outside end when I was watching when they won 22 and 23, how they celebrated their athletes, how they really went above and beyond. Like, the love here is so real, and I'm so thankful and grateful to be a part of it, and I don't take it for granted.
So are you playing in Unrivaled this year?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so how's the knee doing right now? I know you had some issues.
Yeah, the knee is okay. I will be getting surgery probably next week, so getting that taken care of. But other than that, the knee is being the knee still.
Okay, so we know your go-to karaoke song is When I See You by Fantasia. Are we going to get a performance at the parade?
You know what? You just might, because I love singing. Like, you would think I have a beautiful voice, but I don't. I just love singing. So you might. Stay tuned.
Who do you think is going to be the drunkest at the parade this year?
I'm going to say either KB or Jackie.
Does Jackie get loud when she drinks? Because she's so quiet all the time.
She still isn't loud, so no.
We cannot wait. What is something that you are looking forward to for the off season?
For the off season, I'm just looking forward to really just taking like a month off. Like, I've my whole career, I've been on go. I haven't had an off season, honestly, for my whole life. So I'm really looking forward to having a month to just spend time with family, really just live life and just, you know, feel normal and just do normal things. I feel like just really being in tune with my family and my friends, because I feel like I miss so many things during season, and I always go overseas. So I'm excited for this.
Well, we can't wait to celebrate with you guys on Friday. What a huge, huge thing for this city. And you guys never gave up. And I just, on a personal note, Dana, your energy and your grit and your heart, every single time you hit the floor and just the way you trusted yourself and blocked out all the criticism this season, I think that's just so inspiring. And I'm so glad that you're a part of this team.
Thank you so much. Those words really mean a lot because it was not easy, I would say. It was a rough time, but I'm blessed to be here now.
You have a home here and this city. We love you. And let's celebrate. And then make sure when you get up on that stage, you use that quote again. You ain't moving.
You know I will.
I love it. Dana, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Dana Evans from the Las Vegas Aces. I love her.
She is so funny. I like just watching her and just hearing her. It matches.
She is fabulous. And yeah, we're celebrating those ladies tomorrow. The parade kicks off at 5:00 and it's going to be a party. So hopefully you're able to make it out there.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Joyce, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. You ready to play?
I'm so excited.
All right, let's do this. We want to get you these tickets to go check out Cyndi Lauper's new residency over at the Coliseum at Caesars. You know how it works. You get 60 seconds, and then there's 10 questions, and if you get them all right in that time, you are going to win. You ready to do this?
I'm so ready.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What do you call a doctor who specializes in the health care of children?
A pediatrician.
Yes. Which Oscar-winning actress passed away last weekend at the age of 79?
Diane Keaton.
Yes. The Jigsaw Killer is the villain in which horror movie?
Saw.
Yes. What U.S. state is known for its potatoes?
Idaho.
Yes. What caused the Titanic to sink?
An iceberg.
Yes. Which natural disaster is measured by using the Richter scale?
Earthquake.
Yes. What is the largest desert in the world?
Antarctica.
No. Who is the father to Britney Spears' kids?
Kevin Federline.
Yes. What sneaker brand is known for its Air Jordan basketball shoes?
Nike.
Yes. How many times has Asia Wilson won an MVP title?
Oh, no. Two?
No. What is the largest desert in the world?
Sahara?
Yes. How many times has Asia Wilson won the MVP title?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No. You know what? Honestly, if you would have done that before, you would have won. It's four. It's four, Joyce. I'm so sorry. Those just kill me. It's
it
like
does.
You were on the cusp. Oh. You almost had it.
I wanted to give her the Antarctic one, but the Sahara, we're talking about the largest hot desert, and she went with just like the polar desert.
Oh.
But I would have given it to her, but she didn't get the last one right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joyce. That means that caller 20, you are going to get these tickets. You are going to see Cyndi Lauper, her residency at the Coliseum at Caesars. You are in. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If you've ever looked at your bank account and thought, wow, where did it all go? Just know you've got some pretty rich company. There's a new report from Goldman Sachs that shows that even people that are making $500,000 a year are feeling financially squeezed right now.
Mm.
Around 40% of workers are earning more than $300,000 a year say they're living paycheck to paycheck. And it's not just about splurging on fancy things, you know, private jets and caviar and stuff like that. Rising prices for everything from groceries to housing have put pressure on all income levels. A dozen eggs costs $3.60 now, compared to $1.40 pre-pandemic. The median home price has climbed from $413,500 to $415,000 from $328,000 in 2020. And inflation is still a big part of the problem. Researchers also are pointing to something new called lifestyle creep. And that's when your luxuries in your life turn into your non-negotiables.
Mm.
So like, if you do Friday night sushi every Friday, and that just becomes a part of your life, you're not willing to give that up, even though technically it is a luxury.
Yeah. You know? No, for sure. I mean, regardless of what salary bracket you're in, I think we're all facing it because, I mean, again, 5 years ago, we bought a home, let's say, for $1 million. You could afford it then. Now, people are struggling to pay off those mortgages or those Lamborghinis and stuff like that. That's going to hit you.
Yeah, even high-income earners, they're cutting corners, too. They're flying economy instead of flying first class. They're shopping at the discount stores. They're postponing those big purchases, even delaying weddings, things like that. So if you're struggling to stretch a paycheck, you're definitely not alone. Even people with serious salaries are sweating their bills too. Also this morning, nothing starts a mid-flight turf war faster than the person in front of you leaning their seat all the way back.
Oh, please.
Do you hate that?
No, I do it all the time.
Do you really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, if you're going to fly on WestJet, you may think twice about that because WestJet thinks they found a way to solve that problem by charging for it.
No.
Yeah, the airline is removing reclining seats from standard economy on 43 of their Boeing 737 planes. So if you want to lean back, you're going to have to pay for premium or extended comfort. Ugh. The fixed seats, they're going to come with other perks like adjustable headrests, better cushions, power outlets, table or tablet holders. Plus, the redesign is going to allow them to squeeze in an extra row. It'll help them upgrade the bathrooms, and they're going to add faster Wi-Fi. So basically, more legroom battles are about to turn into like budget decisions. Do you want to have those battles? That's going to be a decision.
That is ridiculous. That's such a money grab, I think, in my eyes, just to get, I'm sorry, you're going to have to pay $100 to move your seat back an inch.
Yeah, I agree it's a money grab, but also, man, the seat recliners are so frustrating. I get it if it's like a four-hour flight. Yes, absolutely. But you're flying 45 minutes to Orange County. You can sit up straight.
Hey, that was me last week in a Disneyland.
No, you don't need to recline.
It helps so much. It makes me more relaxed. Just that inch helps me. Like when we left from Harry Reid to John Wayne, right when that seatbelt sign comes off, that ding, that's when I, boom, hit my button.
The person behind you is like,
please. Really? It's only an inch. Give me a break.
Finally, this morning, this is causing a lot of raised eyebrows here. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman announced that by December of this year, ChatGPT is going to allow erotic conversations for verified adults.
Oh.
This is all part of a new age gating system, I guess, where users have to prove they're over 18. He says the goal is to treat adults like adults. And the change comes as OpenAI rolls out new safeguards, which they say make it safer to relax the restrictions that used to be in place. Along with the mature content feature, you'll also be able to customize your tone, your style, make your chatbot sound more personal. So in other words, you can make your chatbot say something sweet, something sarcastic, something kind of spicy. It all depends on what you want.
This is disgusting. This is weird. This is suspicious. You're basically, you know, having these romantic conversations with a robot. And didn't we talk about how like a large percentage of people don't think chatting with your ChatGPT, or I'm sorry, having a relationship with ChatGPT is not cheating? This is where the boundaries have been crossed now. You're definitely cheating.
Even if it's just a robot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a real person, better than a real person. I'm not trying to defend it, but I'm just trying to tell you what people are going to say.
I know what you, I hear you and I hear them, but that is an instant red flag to me that if you're willing to have these weird conversations and sexual conversations with a robot, that you would be willing to do it with someone that you've never met that is a real person.
Yours is going to be like, hey, baby, don't recline that seat.
Please, I'm signing off ChatGPT right away.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Last night, opening night for Alanis' brand new residency over at the Coliseum at Caesars. I I follow her on Instagram and I've been seeing like her practicing. And it looks like it's going to be an amazing show. I saw a couple of people post about last night's show. And I am so excited about this one. I am going on Saturday for my anniversary. My husband bought me tickets and she's like my girl. Like that is the artist that just made such an impact on me growing up. I just love her so much. So many songs. I just know every single word to. So I'm ready. I'm planning my outfit, my hair. And apparently I'm also planning my concert stance. Here.
Okay.
So we were talking about the show and whether this is a stand-up or a sit-down kind of concert.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever think about that? Like, I usually stand at shows because, like, I want to feel the music. I want to kind of vibe a little. I want to sing along and like, just be in it. I am a concert stander for the most part. But I also know everyone behind me. At certain shows, they might be sitting and I don't want to like block that person's view. So I was asking Matt, I go, do you think this is a sit or a stand concert? He goes, ugh, that's tricky. He goes, I think it's a stand concert, but it might be a sit during the ballads concert.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay. And I will. I'm very aware of my surroundings. I don't want to ruin the concert experience for anyone around me, but I also want to have fun. Like, that's what you're there for. So what do you think as far as standing at a concert? Is it okay to stand at a concert if the people behind you are sitting? Does it depend on the artist? Has anyone ever asked you to sit down? Because I've seen some pretty awkward exchanges between people where someone's sitting, the people in front of them are standing, everyone's standing, but they're not. And in that case, I'm with the standers. But then I've also been to concerts where it's a sitting concert and then that one person has to stand the whole time. It's like, read the room.
Yes.
Like everyone's sitting. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very easy to tell, like, when your people in your section are standing, you're going to stand with everybody. But if everyone's sitting and you're the only one standing, obviously, come on, give us a break, sit down. With Alanis, though, there are those ballady songs that I could see myself sitting at. Like, if I'm listening to Ironic, this part is a heavy one, but, like, in the beginning, it's slow. And then once it starts to kick in, I could see everyone like standing up together.
Yeah.
So I really do think it's something that you need to read the room, but stand if you want to stand. If everyone is standing, everybody get up. And the artist is like, everybody get on your feet. Get on your feet. You want to be interactive with the audience.
What do you guys think? Concert standing and sitting etiquette, 702-364-9400. Does it just depend? Is it a concert by concert basis? And like, how do you decide who it is? Is it the kind of music that they're singing? Is it the average age group of the audience that you're performing to? What do you think? Let's talk to Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Good morning. What do you think?
Hi. I think that if you purchase a ticket that has an assigned seat with it, you need to have your butt in the seat.
At all shows? Like, if you have an assigned seat, you have to sit the whole time?
Yeah, absolutely. And even if the artist tells you you need to stand, like, just sit down.
Oh my gosh, Lady Gaga, she would yell at you. She'd be like, hands up, get up. Like, she screamed, hands up, get up, so many times during that concert. So you're telling me, ignore what Lady Gaga is telling me to do and just stay in my seat.
Look, it's all about being respectful to the people that are around you. Like, I really don't care what the artist says. They're not the ones that are paying for the ticket to be there.
Oh, interesting. Interesting take. Hold on a second. You know, I want to see if people agree with you. So if you're like general admission, standing room only, you're obviously you have to stand. But if you're assigned an actual seat, you say butt in seat, doesn't matter.
Yeah, just look at what your ticket is. Try to be respectful amongst everybody around you. And if you're not in the pit or GA, like, definitely sit down.
Oh my.
Not that hard.
Okay. That's an interesting take. Do you disagree?
I would disagree with that. I mean, if I'm paying for the ticket, I'm paying for my experience. I want to be able to stand. If someone told me to sit down when Beyonce brought out Destiny's Child at Legion Stadium, you're kidding me. I'm going to be standing up.
Yeah, at a moment like that, I don't know how you could stay in your seat. Like, yeah. My body wouldn't even listen to my brain. It just automatically goes up. Gwen, hey, good morning. Concert, standing and sitting. What do you think?
I think we should be able to stand because there's not a lot of floor area. So if there's, it's all sold out down there and you have to get in the stands, you should be able to have fun and stand. And my husband and I go to concerts quite often and he will always stand and rock out.
Even if it's like us, let's say you're going to see Michael Bublé and it's a little more like low key. Would that be a standing concert? Does it depend on the artist?
I think it depends on the artist, but I also think it depends on the crowd. If you're like more in the back and you want to stand, that's fine. But I've noticed most people don't care if you sit or stand. I've been to all kinds of concerts and I see people sitting and people in front of them standing and they'll still just sit.
Yeah, it's sometimes when I get tired, I'm like, I'm going to sit down. It's a slow song. Annette, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Mercedes, I totally think that you should do what you want when you purchase that seat. But I have to tell you, you are going to love seeing her on Saturday. Me and my 12-year-old daughter, we saw her last night, and she sounds amazing.
Oh, my
I'm
gosh.
45. I started listening to her when I was 15, and she sounds better than when I was 15. I mean, she is just amazing.
Annette, I'm so excited you got to see the show. Like, is it a stand concert? Did you stand most of the time?
So we were in section 300. It goes all the way up to 400. And some people stood, you know, on the more faster songs. But majority of people who were sitting in, like, section 300 and 400, they were sitting down majority of the time.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
I don't know where our seats are. Darn it. I kind of want to stand for this one.
Well, do you know how far forward you are? And you said you don't know where your seats are at all?
No, I have no idea. They were a present, so he's got the tickets. I have no clue where we're sitting.
I just stand regardless. Just stand up. This is your girl. This is Alanis. You're going to sing on top of your lungs, and you're going to stand while doing it, not sit while doing it.
I know, but gosh, what if everyone else is sitting? Thank you, Annette. I'm so glad you got to see the show. I'm even more excited now after hearing from you. Holly, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, well, I'm actually a little person. I appreciate people that sit.
I you cut out at the very beginning. I'm so sorry, Holly. What did you say?
I'm actually a little person. And so I appreciate people that sit so I can see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. She said she's a little person. So, yeah, that's definitely a big help. Do you strategically set, like, where you're going to sit during a concert with that in mind? Like, sometimes I like getting the second level but the first row because, like, there's literally no one in front of you. Do you ever do that, Holly?
I try my best.
Yeah. It's not always that easy.
And the prices for tickets, too. I mean, those are expensive. So
I was in the queue for the presale for No Doubt tickets yesterday. Mm. Oh, my God.
Did you get any?
Dude, yes, but I'm not happy with the price I paid for them.
I'm nervous to ask if you...
Well, some of them were like $800.
A ticket?
Yeah. I was like, absolutely not happening.
I am standing if I am buying an $800 ticket.
Then I saw, like, there were a couple that were $211. And I was like, that's a lot, but still, this is the Sphere, $211. Click on those really quick. Sorry, your tickets are not available. So I paid a little more than that. I didn't pay $800, but we finally found some. I'm still going to try for the general on sale.
Yeah.
And then if I can get those.
The six added shows they added, or did those go on sale as well?
Yeah, at noon.
Oh, my God. I thought that maybe it would open up some seats.
Oh, man. I'm standing up for that concert. Yeah. That's for sure. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Today is National Bosses Day. So make sure you tell your boss, thank you for keeping me employed. Be nice to your boss, even if you're not usually nice to them, you know? And in honor of National Bosses Day, we decided to celebrate the best way we know how by putting our boss on the spot.
Yes!
Yes! Welcome to Who's the Boss? And we have our boss on the phone. It's JB. What's up, JB?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, morning. We want to put you on the spot. We want to play a little game today for National Bosses Day. By the way, happy National Bosses Day.
Thank you. Did you leave the gifts in my office?
Yeah, they're in there. Yeah, hopefully no one steals them before you get back.
They might. There's some little elves around here that might have stolen them.
So we're going to play a game with you, JB, and this is all to test how well you actually know your employees, okay?
Okay. This,
it's called Who's the Boss? How's it going to go? Well, I'm going to ask you some questions about Steph and I, and we're going to see if you really know us. Are you ready to play Who's the Boss?
Let's go for it.
Okay.
I'm nervous for him. I don't know why. I'm kind of scared.
All right. JV, question number one. It's about me. What is my astrological sun sign?
Oh, God. How about we say Scorpio?
Scorpio is wrong. Although I might give you half a point because that is my rising sign and that's what I project. So, you know what? I'm going to give that to you.
You know what? I would have given it to him too because you kind of come off sometimes as a Scorpio.
Yeah, that intense. Yeah, I get that. Okay, I'm going to give you that one.
But what really are you?
I'm a Taurus. Mm-hmm. I am really a Taurus. So now you know. April.
So you're May. You're April, May?
April 22nd. Put it on your calendar, please.
Don't forget the gifts, okay, JB? Wrap them up.
Okay, this question is about Steph. What is Steph's go-to comfort food?
Something I'd say in the realm of pho or noodles or simen or something.
Oh my God, that's very close. But it's a Filipino soup called pork sinigang. But close,
because
there's noodle. Well, there's rice in it, so I would give you it based off the soup factor.
All right, okay. Wow, you're doing pretty well, JB. That we're kind of throwing some tough ones at you. I'm impressed. Okay, for National Bosses Day, JB, what music group am I obsessed with?
The Army, BTS.
That is correct. Gosh, I'm impressed.
You're living under a rock if you don't know
that
one.
That is very true. Okay, JB, Steph once admitted that she cannot stand doing this household chore. What is it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm torn between two answers. I'm thinking it's either laundry or dishes, and I'm going to go with dishes.
Oh, you should have gone with your gut. It's laundry, JB, but you were close.
Wow, you're doing really well. Okay, I think we're going to get you on this one. What food do I refuse to eat raw?
Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking it's a vegetable. Tomatoes?
What the heck?
Okay.
How did you know? Did you give him the question, Steph?
No, I didn't give him the questions. He's doing really well right now.
Oh, my gosh. You know us way better than I thought you did. Okay, here's one for Steph. What are Steph's husband's and dog's names?
Well, that's easy. James and Momo.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. You know me. Surprisingly, you know me.
I am at a loss for words. I thought we were going to get you on all these. You are proving to be a really good boss here, JB. Okay, what is my favorite baseball team?
Ugh. The Yankees.
Oh my God!
He says it like, wait, JB, who's your team?
He likes the A's.
He likes the A's? Oh, God. I mean, yay.
Okay. Three questions left, JB. You really are on a hot streak. I cannot believe how great you're doing. Where did Steph work before she moved to Las Vegas?
She works for one of our sister stations in Hartford.
Oh, my God. JB, it's because you hired me. So, duh. He does know that
okay,
one.
Okay,
that was an easy one.
All right. I'm going to get you on this one. What is my go-to coffee order?
it's something vanilla with like oat milk or soy milk or something. I don't know.
No, I don't like vanilla.
No,
I don't like vanilla. I'm just a black coffee with a splash of almond milk.
That's
almond
right.
milk. All
oh
right.
Oh my God, I would have got the room.
He would have, at least, you know, he did pretty good though.
Yeah, he
okay,
did.
Okay, last question. How many siblings does Steph have?
Oh. Four?
Three siblings.
But wow.
But yeah, he crushed
JB.
It.
JB.
Okay, JB.
I am impressed. You did really well. Like, you're listening to the show. What's going on?
He's like, I gotta listen to the show. That's my job.
No, but seriously, happy National Bosses Day. This shows what a good boss you are. You're technically on vacation right now, and we got you to call in. So
feel,
we really appreciate it.
I feel kind of bad, JB. You're not supposed to be working, but here you are on the show.
Thanks, guys. No worries. No worries.
All right. Well, happy National Bosses Day. Enjoy your day. Eat a churro for us.
Thank you. We'll see you guys soon.
All right. Bye. He's in Disneyland right
now. I know.
Now.
I'm kind of jealous.
I know. I feel really bad.
But he so deserves it. Like, he works so hard.
Well, and he knows that you like soup for
yes.
your comfort food. And he knows that I project a Scorpio. Like, that's wild.
I actually think he's a Scorpio.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, so much shows how much we know our boss.
No, I'm glad it's not an employee question.
You quiz us, we fail. Our boss quizzes, he does well.
Well, there you go. Make sure you wish your boss a happy National Bosses Day. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. Time to play. Heads up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Karen, you are caller 20. You ready
awesome.
To play Heads Up?
Yes.
Let's do it. Tickets to the Wanted 2.0. Which category do you want? Do you want to go with play ball or top it off?
Top it off.
Top it off. Okay, October is National Pizza Month, so these are all different pizza toppings, okay?
Sweet.
Should be easy enough. Yeah, 6 out of 60 right. is all we need. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
These are little meat circles that you put on there.
Pepperoni.
Yes. You could get black ones or green ones if you want.
Olive.
Yes. These are very spicy. Sometimes you put them with your nachos.
Pepperoncinis, jalapenos.
Jalapenos, yes. These are, they come in different colors. There's red, there's green, there's even yellow.
Bell pepper.
Yes. This is a meat. A Canadian bacon is very similar to this meat.
Ham.
Yes. This is very similar to ham, and I just said it.
Canadian bacon.
Yes.
Nice.
I didn't even see that. It was on the next one. Easy. How funny. Nice job, Karen. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
This, I feel like, is one of those we've officially entered the future kind of moments, because there's this new study out and it's found that more than half of all online articles are now written by AI.
Yeah.
Not a typo. Half. 52% of what people are reading online today is AI generated. And they did this analysis of over 65,000 published articles over the last 5 years. And before ChatGPT launched in 2022, the number of AI written articles was basically zero. Within a year, it jumped to 39%. And now here we are, 52%.
Wow.
That actually scares me, because ChatGPT is not foolproof. It makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's not always correct. It's very biased. And so I think I mentioned this yesterday. It just worries me that it's going to be programmed to spit out certain points of view, certain propaganda, and then it's going to shift the collective mindset. And I don't like that at all.
I think I understand when people that are writing these articles need help with assistance on maybe just like simplifying or maybe needing more explanation. But fact checking is something that ChatGPT is not good at.
No.
I think ChatGPT thinks the Mirage is still open or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's really bad. And while technically a human may be involved with it, but most of the words are coming out are from bots. And so, yeah, there was this study in 2022 that predicted we'd hit 90% by 2026.
Oh my God, that's next year.
Yeah.
That's like in 3 months.
If that happens, the internet's basically going to be one big robot monologue with a few humans trying to yell over it.
Oh my God, that's scary.
I know. Also this morning, amid all the financial stress stories that we've been talking about this morning, here's one that's going to actually be a little breath of fresh air. Aldi, they just announced a Thanksgiving dinner spread. It's going to feed 10 people and it's going to cost you $40.
What?
Yeah. There's a new Aldi right over here,
yes.
Right? I've seen it
off
before.
Rainbow?
Rainbow and like Tanea, Warm Springs kind of area. Mm-hmm. So the deal includes 21 classic holiday items. You get a 14-pound turkey, rolls, cranberry sauce, mac and cheese, stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet potato casserole, bean casserole, and a pumpkin pie. Basically, everything but your relatives is going to be here. You can get it in the store or you can order it online for curbside pickup. And still, you can do delivery through like Instacart and Uber Eats and stuff like that. Starting yesterday, actually, it started. And it goes through Christmas Eve. So if you want to use this for a different occasion, you can totally do that. So that is going to put a lot of people at ease when trying to plan that Thanksgiving dinner.
I've never been to an Aldi. I know my mom says she's been to an Aldi and she said how affordable it is. But is it true, and I've heard this, when you go to Aldi to get a grocery cart, you have to put a quarter in?
You do?
I don't know if that's true, but I've heard this before.
Oh, I don't know. Does anybody know? 702-364-9400. I've never been either.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is going to be something that I would be inclined to go to if I have. I don't know if I have a quarter, but maybe you can ask employees. I just don't know if that's like a hinder if you're going to Aldi and you're like, oh my God, I need a cart. Oh my God, I need a quarter.
Is that
going to
be a game changer for you? Like, I don't have a quarter, so I'm not going to shop there, even though it could be a lot
that's
cheaper.
That's the thing. Maybe I go out my way to get a quarter to make sure, like, oh, I'm getting a great deal. I got to find a quarter somewhere. Go through my couches. Let's find it.
You can't tell me that they don't have like a QR code or something that
yeah.
you could charge. You know what I mean? It's like 2025. Who carries coins anymore? Like, they should have, if they don't have something, they should have something where you can at least add it to your bill when you pay or something like that.
Or maybe they have like a Zelle. Does Aldi have Zelle? Can I send you a
seriously,
quarter?
Seriously, Venmo. Audrey has the answer. Hey, Audrey, good morning. What do you know?
Hi, good morning. So I've been to Aldi's and you do need a quarter to get a cart, and you also need to bring your own bags or purchase.
Oh, really? Okay, so first of all, does the machine for the carts, does it accept PayPal or anything like that?
No, but you do get your quarter back at the end.
Okay.
Oh.
It's kind of like at the airport with the little carts.
Oh, yeah, the little thing. But they accept credit and debit cards at those places. I mean, I like the old school fashion, Aldi. I see. That's kind of cool.
Get with it, Aldi. So, Audrey, you have to bring bags, or they charge you for them?
Yeah.
How much?
You have to get like the reusable ones. When I went, I got the one that stays cold. I don't remember the price. It's been a while, but
they don't have like paper ones. You have to get the reusable ones.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is like a public service announcement, Audrey. You just like really informed everyone. I had no idea. I would have shown up empty-handed, and I would have been kind of annoyed that I had to buy those bags.
Or going to California when you have to pay 10 cents a grocery bag. Do they still do that? Have you been to...
Yeah, they still do that. Every time I go there, we have to pay for bags. Anonymous, hey, good morning. What do you think?
You get it back. You get your quarter back at the end. When you put the basket back, you get it. I think it's just mainly to stop the shopping carts from disappearing from parking lots.
Yeah, that makes sense. But then part of me is like, well, a quarter to take a shopping cart? Like, it seems like the shopping cart's worth more than a quarter.
Same. Maybe it's like $5 or maybe $20 at the same time.
Finally, this morning, you cannot make this up. Ever since Taylor Swift released her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, with the infamous track called Would... Which is, if you don't know, about Travis Kelce and some of his attributes, I guess. The man himself has been playing better football. So a fan crunched the numbers, and Jason Kelce revealed them on their latest episode of the New Heights podcast. Before the release of Wood, Travis had 15 catches.
Okay.
188 yards and one touchdown over four games. After the song dropped, in just two games, he's already at 13 catches, 139 yards, and another touchdown. Now, Jason says he doesn't know if it's statistically meaningful, but it's definitely funny. Travis says it's hilarious. I'm just saying, maybe all the teams should get their partners to drop a hype track on them, you know?
Yeah, music is influential. And when one of the biggest pop stars is your fiance and makes a song about your I would be a little cocky, if you know what I mean.
Oh, there you are. You're like going with the theme of this, aren't you?
you got that wordplay.
It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.